Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Porker Pathways on October 15th, 2017. This is the second live hour of a three-hour program on RBN. And the call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And for the few seconds that we had, the idea of the Internet of Water by Duke University is... We're tracking what they're telling the public is tracking for use and use of water, of the water. But it's also not just the use of water as your ma and pa explanation, because this has to do with also the up-and-coming Star Trek Discovery television series, where there isn't any, it's in a post-God 23rd century future, which I've talked about in a couple of shows in the past month. And to understand the process of the fact that water is life, and in a way that you had not quite might thought about. So with that being said, it's a setup for the second hour of Porker Pathways. And we have Jeff from Idaho. And thank you for waiting to be on air. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, Anna's working on Strategy Week. Since our deadline to dock the Red November is rapidly approaching, I thought I'd study Clint's work with the Matrix. The squares are the longitudinal wave, the vertical Hans-Kaiser axis. And the outer corners are the even numbers for the Secrets of Light, figure 75, on the horizontal axis. The invention disclosures from the late 80s is where the concept is from. The even harmonics out of phase is the triangular wave. The odd harmonics causing human electrical pollution on power lines, these odd harmonics are the out of phase. This is the output coupler clock. The isotope clock, also adding to the above 240, are the in-phase odd power. power line harmonics disrupting with huge piezoelectric human biophoton pollution. The short update, negative and positive slope. The metaphysical numbers have subharmonic 20 and 80, which allows the other outputs. The Russell cosmic clock zero axis squares, and the other eight affect TEM Ken harmonics. Think of the squares as soliton wells, as TEM 01 star, as dielectric wave amps. The graph with the squares two of the right-hand rule, and the left-hand rule is one on the z-axis for our stamp ratio. The 20-year ago Puerto Rico issue and the 10-year ago SCOTUS issue went to Anna to help in parallel with your overloaded time schedule. The past 157 years of Bolsheviks have used personhood to take over the world. High-speed trading should have always been had a Tobin tax to eliminate the CIA and NSA plunge protection teams. The Pandora's box of of taxation, as Fred mentioned before in the previous hour, your show is about to bring the real citizenship library from the International Bar Association, liberal globalism, and Henry's visit to Trump as a war criminal who designed China takedown of America and the Rockefeller land grab of Vietnam oil and odious debt are issues that are very important. These issues will explode soon. The false flags are not working, and the chemtrails of aluminum and lithium fires need a geoengineering lawsuit. Aluminum and lithium, when welded, Dr. Parker, looks like 4579 in the plasma plume. So what you're going to find is most of those houses are going to see signatures of that from the multiple years of chemtrail. And this is what the Guns of August comments I've made over the many years back and forth, where when they're deposited, they're essentially accelerant. And so this is the signature to look for this, just like the advanced weather engineering in the Caribbean. You know, this was the weather engineering on the West Coast to basically deflect from the false flag that didn't work out. All the insider trading has been identified with, like, MGM and all these other guys. So, you know, this is to shift the agenda. So that's why they're rapidly moving with what you're talking about, you know, in your first hour.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that just stick with me for a moment. You know, they had, they got 191,000 acres burned in the West. And it's going on as we speak. It's only been,
right.
Before I went on air, I was told by confidence that only about 24% of that fire is contained. And they have to move water by air because they didn't have any water, in the fires. So they have to get permission to get water from various forms of reservoirs many miles away in some cases. They don't tell the public about that. And people, it's surprising how the United Nations owns so many reservoirs. And, of course, the loss was very personal to me on the fire, and but the whole point is that they actually have checklists and of who gets that water, and the firefighters are doing a great job. They've defied the UN to get their helicopter bags into the reservoirs. They've taken trucks and hauled people that were older from homes. They were going to leave them there to die. And these people volunteered their trucks and moved those people to hospitals within the city. They drove for miles to the town of Oakland, California, for instance, hospitals, and they took them in. And if it hadn't been for the people, it's the same thing that you find in the floods. You know, they're not talking about that, but if it wasn't for the average person showing compassion for other people, we would have never heard it from any of it. And you had the governor of California who had the nerve to stand in front of a television and say, well, this is from climate change. No, it was...
No, this is from illegal geoengineering that is breaking common law and basically needs to be brought forward.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is that, and it's like when I talk about the geoengineering experiments in certain states, like in the Southwest, where you get in Nevada and New Mexico and upper in Colorado, and where they have these abrupt changes of weather, you know, an absurd snowstorm in Colorado, a change of the other facets of this, you know. When the people are looking for bodies in the fire, and in fact, they had a crew looking for my body, and they thought that I was dead. And, if it wasn't for Modoc Indian elder and some very high-level kind of Mexican shamans, they tell them, they said, no, if he were dead, his spirit would be facing you. And they didn't know what to say about that, you know.
Right.
So it's and then they discovered that what was happening was that I was very much alive. In fact, today's show is something I may even write about, how it's being done. And you're talking about
right. This is what they call targeting. Right.
Yeah. And the thing is that so the whole thing comes down to the fact that this is no joke. The Internet of Water by Duke University is the first time in the United States of America that the public has ever been found out. They know about it, but they pass it by. Oh, I'll just pay the taxes on the water, and I'll let the Russians and the Germans buy our water disposal plants, and I'll let China buy, what was it last week, 33 1/3% of all the water in this country. And that was to make up on the debt that we owe them. And why do we owe them? Because we gave our soul away. We gave our
Dr. Parker, when you look at this stuff on the private Federal Reserve, that's their debt. That's not...
Yeah.
Because that's a private location. See, this is a scam that Dan is trying to expose on all these things, and you know, so
I'm well aware of it.
They're triple dipping on all this stuff. So
exactly, they're doing. They have, in all these years that we've been in the fact of the thing, no one's ever found the actual gold that was long ago taken out of Fort Knox. That was done.
It went to Philadelphia
ago.
Naval Shipyard. He went to Philadelphia Naval Shipyard for 3 weeks. He did.
Yeah.
My dad did the work on it. My mom told me about it. Right.
Yeah.
A little late to figure it out, but...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right, Jeff. And the thing is, I remember the day before I went on air 11 years ago, and it was coming on then, they says, well, you don't really want to do this. By the way, I have something special for you. So this person, which I won't reveal... even in my writings, but he's one of the people that runs the world, you know, type of thing. He's really one of those people. And he says, I have something special for you. This is the sentence. I'll never forget it. And this is probably the reason I'm on air today, is to tell you about the Internet of Water and the thing that, and these other exposés I'm trying to get into. But he said, we wanted to give this to you when your father was alive, and because my father was a physician, you know, in those days to be a physician and a professor was a big deal, you know, very few. I thought, I wonder what the hell they're going to do, you know, and he put out there, I'll never forget it, it fits to what you're saying, he brought out a box, and it was not a very fancy box, it looked like a shoe box, actually, but it wasn't. And in that box were two gold bars. And he lifted this thing on the desk, and he put this thing, I'll never forget it. And he comes in this thing, and he picked up one of these bars. Now, the bars, when you have a gold bar, is based upon troy ounces in terms of how they mold it. That's the way it is today, because it's casted, right? So they had the serial number. It's a huge bar. I mean, a huge gold bar. And he sat it in front of me. He says, now, if you want to be one of us, you know, that'll be yours. And it already is yours, and here's a box, you know, that type of thing. And it was like a promise of eternal life. And he mentioned that, the form of the eternal life. At the time, I did not know what that meant. I looked at the serial number. It didn't mean that much to me until about a year later when I did the research. But the thing is, they were already setting this up as an inner circle to have a different idol to worship, to take God out of the culture.
Now, oh, yeah, the Babylon banksters have been working on this for quite a while, right?
Yeah, yeah, and there's no joke about that. You know, I mean, that's the real world of the thing. So, now, mind you, that I'm only, this is the real buster, I just got out of the military. I come out of a POW camp. I got out of the Tokyo and the thing, and this happens 2 weeks after I get out of the military and I took my medical exams, because that was my idol. I did that off a stretcher, by the way, and in the real world. And the next day, I get this big meeting. And they were offering me then to be an elite. And I turned them down. And I'd been offered one other time before to do that, to be part of the Aspen tunnels from Denver Airport when they were building the Denver Airport. And the thing is that, I'm telling stories now and the thing, but it connects with the Internet of Water. And what you're saying, there is no, the public to this day, you can give them the murals at the Denver Airport. You can have shows like this. You can have a station like this. You can anything. Do you realize that there are people who don't care if the elderly die? You know, it's like the recent articles about guardians, taking elderly's money in Nevada. A listener gave me that as a, you know, in terms of an article.
Yeah, that happened to Harvey with his 30 days after he passed away. They've done that already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It's the real world of what they value of life is what we're getting down to. And the thing is
I have one last question I got to ask Dr. Parker
about.
Yeah. This is what I got to ask you. Are you 100% with the real and imaginary parts of all this work?
Beg your pardon? What was that?
Are you 100% with the real and imaginary parts of all this work?
About Anna?
It's a trick question. No, of the Matrix.
Oh, am I aware of the Matrix?
Are you on board 100% with the real and imaginary parts of the Matrix?
Oh, the Matrix. Oh, yeah, the imaginary Matrix. Yeah. There are two Matrixes. One that they won the place you enter for the fourth dimension in terms of the way you deal with every day. And then you've got the other Matrix, which I'm totally aware of. You know, I know what you mean.
But Walter basically doesn't agree with the fourth Matrix, the fourth time index. Thanks, Dr. Parker. Good luck.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Pathways, and I just thought I would rethink something that we just had the caller Jeff from Idaho, and he was asking me about the Matrix. And see, that's a if all of you in the audience will have a chance to replay the last 3 minutes of the last call with Jeff from Idaho, what Jeff and I were talking about, and the last 3 to 4 minutes of our interchange, he was talking and we're talking. Of course, he's, you know, talking about Anna and her very brilliant writings. But the if you were to take what I'm going to be going into today about the formulation of the discovery of the molecule DNA rather than the DNA, or the formation of the cosmic matrix, you will have had the interchange was very brief with Jeff at Idaho, with he and I. But it would go in history the last 2 to 3 minutes of something that was so critical that Jeff was talking about and with me, and I was talking with him. If you can understand the formation of the last 3 minutes of the interchange that I had with Jeff, you will probably be touching, you're touching on probably one of the, what I call the third greatest formations of quantum mathematics that has ever been discussed in public, probably, except in maybe levels, you know. And that was an accident. Jimmy. I could not be more proud of my audience. And I can tell you for one thing, I get the short shift to the legislatures who forget the matrix and the formation of human life. California passing a law that says that intentionally exposing someone to HIV or AIDS was a felony. Senate Bill 239 reduces the crime to misdemeanor, treating an HIV like other communicable diseases. I want you to think about that for a moment. You happen to be talking to a person who understands medicine in terms of blood typing, the concept of the HIV. We worked on that HIV thing before we went down the line to discover how many viruses were involved in that. There was a time when HIV patients took 28 drugs a day, now down to one or two. But to say that if you, you know, don't tell anybody that you had the HIV and you get it, or the fact is it's a misdemeanor. The idea is that Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco, California, is saying that the harsher penalties for HIV discourage people from getting tested for the disease and stigmatize those who have it. And what about the blood bank? What about the blood bank, Senator Scott Wiener? What about the fact that the passing of HIV is through new forms of sexual activity has been placed on the same level as leaving debris on a sidewalk? It's a way of stigma. 2040. See you at the other end of the break. Eastern. Be with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We're on the air. I'm looking at what I have to cover is that, and I'm very grateful for that. And we have a caller, Minerva from New Mexico. Thank you for calling. Hello, Minerva from Mexico. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
We're talking to thousands of people, Minerva, so we have to be careful what we say.
Oh, I get it. It's been the mantra for a while, yes. So
yeah.
Anyhow, I had two things, and if you only have time for the first one, I completely understand. I was connecting on a DNA website, and a cousin of mine popped in there, and she's a very lovely woman, has three children, beautiful voice, and she just informed me that one of her sons has Klein-Levin syndrome, and he just developed it as a young teenager. And something that kicked in a syndrome was a vaccine he didn't need and wasn't authorized to even be given at a school. And I believe this is also called Sleeping Beauty syndrome.
Yes.
Are you familiar? Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
And I've been doing some research on this because it sounds devastating. Like, people who have this are out for weeks at a time. they're just completely checked out, and then they come back and they're completely normal again. But of course he can't go to school, and I mean he can periodically, but it just seems like the most unusual disease, I guess, syndrome, I guess, if you're going to call it that. And I wonder if you've heard any more about this or have any insight on it, and if vaccines are related to triggering the episodes.
Well, working off the top of the head, I'm familiar with what you're talking about. That has to be researched from another side of the coin. And I'm going to have to do some research to get back to you for the what I call DNA kind of information that would take a very long time to explain.
Okay.
And this happens to be, you're totally correct, this is an extraordinary serious situation. This is not just a vaccine. This is a, I'm going to put it this way, is that there are viruses that are normal in the human body. There are several viruses that make up triggers for what are called messenger RNAs. In other words, there's a ribonucleic acids that are messengers that have to be activated and if to work. And the ones that are in the brain are latent gene signals for messenger RNAs that cause not just paralysis or a different signal from the vagus nerve of the brain to the lower intestine, which is usually the signal. And what happens with this is a pseudo-death. In other words, what's happening with that syndrome is when you find out they say it's a syndrome, it means it's tied in to a whole series of genetic codes with that messenger RNA. So in other words, you can have, that's where the research has to go to get more specific medical information about this particular young patient. Because mm-hmm. you have to know what the string of genes that have been activated by the virus. See, the people think that the gene causes the signal. No, it's the virus that does it. In other words, in the body. In fact, I was going to talk about that today. But the thing is that has a situation where you don't have, quote, a cure, but you have a cure. And that's what has to be talked about off air, because we have to know how many gene signals there are in this. And is that fair? That's the real answer.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I try to...
You said you had a second subject, and we don't have much time, so I want to make sure I get you in on it.
Okay. I had briefly, and then we got cut off. This is quite a while ago. I talked about eating as per your blood type. And there's been a lot of controversy. Somebody wrote about this years ago. And, you know, people have said, no, there's no truth behind that. But it would seem to me we have different blood types, you know, that sort of thrive with different diets. It seems that way anyhow. Like one of my daughters doesn't eat meat, and she does really well. She's very healthy. And as you know, last year I tried that, and I've been a vegetarian for a long time, but I was going sort of raw foods and feeling wonderful, lost a bunch of weight, but my blood pressure got extremely low, dangerously low, and I'm an O, and you helped me to incorporate buffalo every once in a while, and everything went back to normal. And, you know, I read about O's, and O's really need animal protein. And so do you think there's any validity in following blood types and how they correspond with diets?
Well, that that subject is has been around a long time. A long time. And I...
my daughter's eight, I was going to say.
Yeah. The thing has been around a long time. I have some very strong views about research and processes of immunology, and blood types have to do with a different mechanism of accepting a different a blood type may be harmful to you, and I have a theory that the reason this got off to the wrong path all these years is that about blood types and food is that they've ignored immunology. That's number one. The body has different forms of an immune system that are adaptive and ones that are innate. In other words, you can have the white blood cells, which are the phagocytes. They're connected out mm-hmm. in terms of sending the signal on the surface of the cell, which is separate as an allergen in the blood type itself, which is why you have different blood types, because it's an antigen, like a blood type, for instance, would have a stronger antigen-based protein on its cell surface that would only combine with an anti-A, you know, that type of thing. And an O-type mm-hmm. blood, for instance, wouldn't have any antigen connection, which is why it's called the universal blood type. But what happens here is that people forget that the adaptive system of the body has lymphocytes. And they're from the lymph glands, of which no one knows how many lymph glands are in the body, even to this day. But they produce what are called T cells and B cells. Now, mm-hmm. a T cell is going to activate a B cell, but the B cell is going to activate a plasma cell. And therein lies your immunoglobulin adaptive system, which has a different immune panel than the blood type itself. Now, you see the pattern there. In other words, if you have a blood type, you have an opposing antigen system in order to coagulate with it to indicate the blood type. That's how you determine it in the blood bank. This is why I'm so upset at the HIV law being changed, you know, from a felony to a misdemeanor. If you don't know, the person has AIDS and you get it through human contact. And then the reason this is such a big issue, it's the same issue. In other words, if you have a process by which the antigen is attaching itself to the adaptive system but is not connecting with the lymphocytes in the body on the immunological panel, which is why it's like having a foreign organ inside your body. And so when you do an organ transplant, you take the blood type so that you can give blood or take blood or change blood. But what you're really after is the plasma that's in that blood type to make that whole okay. immunological panel work. Now, food is going off the deep end because people say, well, we're genetically modifying it in order to have it, which is the way it's worked. But the whole process is the fact that they're missing the basic structure, that it's not gluten that's the problem. It's the other protein structure of that food that's the problem. And that's where the blood type comes in. In other words, I've taken you through five layers of medicine there in the terms of the thing. So it's not the blood type. It's the interaction of that immune system, interglobulin system, IgA, IgB, all these interglobulins mm-hmm. that are reacting to the formation of the immune system of the body itself. And then the next step is the reaction of the body. So that's people making a mistake at the reaction of the body, but not understanding how the immune panel works. So it's separate from the blood type, but the blood type makes the anti-blood type, and those goes into the immune panel. I hope that's clear enough. I took a lot of medicine to you there, but that's all true. That's the real world. That's
I'm
going
to have to play this one back a few times and get caught up.
That's the real world.
When I thought I finished my healing diet class,
so I think it's,
when I thought
so
I,
where we are on this,
I knew something.
It comes down to people make a huge mistake, in my opinion, huge mistake, by falling for the idea of saying, well, I'm going to be a vegan, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know the thing, but you see, your body's chemistry with that immune system that you were born with, which is part of that evolutionary cycle, is not receiving the proper globulins to make the kinds of cells in your bone marrow, which is a megakaryocyte, which is forming the stem cell to make other cells to work in your body in order to live. And so therefore you don't get what's called the human subset of that immune system, because you're missing the proteins. And this new food system that they're building out, like you have billionaires today. There are 5 billionaires who are out there putting money in to artificial food. And the idea is that if you can grow the food in the Petri dish, you can save the planet, you know, that type of story.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, your body is going to know that. And how are you supposed to reprogram your brain? We get back to the first question, which is an accident. That's serendipity. But the talking about what activates that? Well, goes back to the virus again. So you have the blood type as a criteria. I would not use in the long haul for the discovery of the immune system that you need to build up. It'd be better to build up your immune system than it would be to get the transfusions of blood. Now, listen, I'm going to throw this in to you. Yeah, the thing is that there are people in this world that are taking what they call young blood transfusion, and they're saying, well, we feel better because it slows down our telomeres of the chromosome. Now, when you talk telomeres, which is the end of the chromosome, now you're getting into blood type on a different level on length of life. But you know what is the main thing is that the process of the leukocyte telomere length is more important than the chromosome. And boy, I didn't expect to reveal that today, but that happens to be. But you're asking a question that leads right into it. That's really the issue, is getting back to the white cells and that immune panel to be able to activate the telomere of the chromosomes, rather than having the food menu based upon your blood type and how you react to it. Because if you react to it, you still have to react to the immune panel. See, no matter how you come out on that, because that's the way we're built.
There are a lot of foods out there that can definitely support our immune system that are completely natural, and I hope people
the natural aspect
is
good. There's an herb which is, I believe it's called Silomarian. It's been around a long time. But if I had my way, I would be taking Silomarian as an herb, passing it in and putting it with the food, and it would change the telomere of the leukocyte, and then you have an immune system that we've built up in the body, and then you'd be able to eat more protein. That's just my theory on it, but I know I'm pretty right about that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to give
you
a lot
so
of this
for
thing. Oh, my God. I have to.
Oh, I love it. Bring it on. Here. We need to learn more.
What's that?
I said bring it on. We need more information. More the better.
Okay. Listen, I'm glad you called.
All right. Me too.
And you're bringing up an important subject. And, oh, I forgot the important thing. I'm going to try to get back to you on the Sleeping Beauty Syndrome and add to what I've added here on the show, because that is an extraordinary, serious situation.
very rare. It's very strange condition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay,
so much.
I have to go now. And
yep.
I'm glad you called.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
One of the things that I was trying to be helpful to that caller, because it ties into what I wanted to get into about the about DNA and the molecular DNA as a discovery for the Nobel Prize. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9445.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Cover this very quickly. Got it is time enough for Lynn from California. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello, Dr. Parker.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about what you were just saying about the AIDS virus and about them being able to donate blood. My sister and I are planning on moving out of California. I hate living here. And it's between the cell phone towers. My sister has a cochlear implant in her head, and they're putting these things up, and they just strung the high-speed internet stuff right in front of my house. And one of those new cell phone towers is about 8 houses down the street from me. And now this thing with the AIDS virus, being able to donate blood. What I was concerned about is I just went to a vaccine convention, and there was a doctor there who studied retroviruses and chronic fatigue syndrome, and her name was Judy Mikovits. And what she said was, is that they're actually taking infected mice and grinding them up and putting this stuff in the vaccines, and they can cause a world plague. And in California in 2020, they want to do forced vaccinations on all adults. And on The Truth About Vaccines, which is now on YouTube, there's 7 videos you can watch. And the very last one, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is telling about Obama's plan on vaccinating all adults in 2020, and they are going to start that here in California. And I was just thinking, if they can put the AIDS virus in the blood banks, and like you said, even with a misdemeanor, maybe that's a cover-up of what they can do by putting an infected virus from these lab rats that she was talking about, grinding them up.
By the way, I only have 45 seconds left on this segment, and everything you're saying is absolutely correct. And
so this could cause a world plague and blame AIDS on the on the blood bank and not the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, they're already trying that. Yeah, they're already trying that. And so the other issue that we're getting into is what I started on the first hour, which is called The Internet of Water by Duke University as a world cover for the formation of the ownership of the water of the earth. And the idea is that if you can use the virus transplant rather than the cell transplant in the water, then you can change the water molecule itself, which is what I'm trying to talk about today on this program. So the thing is that what you're bringing up is exactly in the real world where this is all heading in terms of changing codes and of the water itself and plus the human tissue itself. So that's what's really going on. This is why you have people who are being indifferent to it, because they're in denial. You talk about denial. They're denying their own death. They're denying their own death, and this is
I've seen it and I've heard it from people.
Psychology studies, you know, that are working. Mm-hmm. I have to shut down this second hour right now, but you're on track.
Okay.
And we'll be in.
That's one I wish I wasn't on track.
This is
scarier than I'll get out. And if people don't get up and start doing something about it, we've got to stop this. And they're
Absolutely.
Going to try to bring back referendum 277 in California so that we do not have to take forced vaccinations. And I hope to God it goes through. I'm working with the Voice for Choice
too.
Against that.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you
for calling the program.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of our second hour of Parker Pathways, and we're moving into our third hour of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.